You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
I am Yamla, your host for this journey. I was a hopeless loveaholic, but just could not get my love to work. Then after a series of heartbreaks and deep heartache, I finally got clear about what love is and what it is not. I want to share some of what I've learned about loveaholism. Welcome to the R-Spot, a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. Greetings and grand rising to you. I am Yamla Van Zandt, your guide, your support, facilitator, teacher for some, soft place for others. And this is the R-Spot, the place that we come to talk about all things relationships, all kinds of relationships, because relationships are one of the most important elements of our life. Everything is a relationship, y'all. Everything. How you eat, your money, when you see people in the street, your body, everything is a relationship. And our relationship with ourselves and our relationship with other people really determine the course, the nature, the tone, the tenor of our lives. So here at the R spot, we want to touch that place in your relationships that'll help make you better. And you know, this season on the R spot, I promised you I'm going to do things differently because I don't want to be an old dog that don't do new tricks. Actually, I don't want to be a dog at all. I just want to be old. Because you don't have to age. You don't have to age, but you got to get older. So that's what I'm doing. And this season, I'm bringing in other people to talk to you about relationships. We've had guests, and I have a guest today that I'm so excited about to introduce you to in talking about relationships. And the thing that I love about this guest is that this is a man who talks to women. I love that. Because women talking to women, you know, we don't pay each other no mind. And we get defensive and we get resistant. But when you have a fine young thing talking to you, isn't that what Michael Jackson said? Pretty young thing. No, he said young. I'm saying fine. You know, when a woman says fine, she's talking about wine. And that's not going to make you drunk today. But no, I have a beautiful, beautiful brother with me today. You've probably seen him on Instagram, on YouTube. I love the title of his book. He's lying, sis. Straight up, he lying. So anytime a man is going to give you the cheat sheet on how to deal with his brothers, he's okay in my book. Please join me in welcoming to the R Spot, Stefan. And you know him from Stefan Speaks. Welcome to the R Spot.
Thank you for having me
you
on.
You are so cute. You're just a cutie patootie. I can't thank say you. Fine because that's my cougar talking.
Oh, okay.
So I want to call you cutie. And then you know I'm talking to you like an elder, like an auntie. Okay? Why are you talking to women about men? Why are you doing that?
So the reality is that I speak to both men and women. But I was just saying to someone the other night, I without any shame, I make women a priority because I feel that women have a very powerful level of influence and impact in the world. They are our mothers, our sisters, wives, girlfriends, you name it. And so their energy is extremely important because the woman's energy has the power to dictate the whole room, the whole household. So to me, I've used this saying before, I could heal 1,000 men, but they may not be able to help heal a one woman. But if I heal one woman, she can help heal 1,000 men.
Because she's the mother.
Yes.
She's the teacher,
exactly.
First teacher.
Exactly.
You know, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said many, many years ago, if you educate a man, you educate a man. But if you educate a woman, you educate a nation.
Absolutely.
So that is how we're rolling. And some of the things that you educate us about, I love it. I love it. So I went through all of your YouTube. Some of them I was fussing at you. And some of them I was, amen, yes. And so I want to just review with you some of the things that you have said, or I've heard you say, so we can expound upon that.
Okay.
First of all, you said one thing that I just want to start here, why I think it's so important that you're talking to women and men, because we're sick of it. We're done with y'all. We're done. We're over it. Tired of being the sex partner, the housekeeper, the babysitter, and a soft place to fall. Tired of you not responding when we offer you input. And I'm not saying the way we do it is always appropriate and correct, because it's not. Mm-hmm. But we're just sick of it. We're sick of it. And more women are opting to be alone rather than to put up with the conflammation and wahala that you guys are living. So I'm really grateful that you do this. Talk to me about, let me find this one statement. There's a lot more women with trauma stories than there are men. Tell me what you know about that and why.
Well, I think we have to start with understanding how women are wired differently than men. They are more emotionally driven. You know, people will argue, oh, men are just as emotional. They're not as emotionally driven. What's happening is you're seeing maybe more outbursts from men because men tend to suppress so much. And when it finally comes out, it just pours out. But women feel constantly. Women are processing emotions constantly. So they have a bigger impact on them.
And include me, say y'all. I'm a woman too.
All right. So you guys, because of this, the trauma is at a higher level because there's more you're going to take from each experience emotionally. Men tend to be so much more detached. So there's less of a impact on them with each situation that they have. Now, don't get me wrong. Men have plenty of trauma, plenty. But I would argue that, yes, women take in more by the nature of how they are wired.
Well, because my focus this year and in 2024 is really going to be on men. Tell me the impact of men not knowing how to process their feelings. How does that show up in our relationship?
So it shows up so a lot of men subconsciously are choosing women who they can, and both sides do this, but I think men aren't aware of it at all. They're choosing women where they can maintain a level of emotional control. So basically, you'll hear some people on the internet say a man should not fall in love with a woman because when he falls in love, he loses all rationale, all logical thinking. And what that tells you is that a lot of men don't know how to handle being in love. They don't know how to handle those emotions. They got burned by it before. So now the only way to not fall in love again, because no one chooses in that moment, let me just fall in love. We don't say, okay, I want them. I'm going to fall in love with them.
Yeah.
It's something that just occurs naturally. So in order to avoid it, you have to basically consciously or subconsciously choose individuals you're not into like that.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's the only way you can guarantee I won't cross this line. See, I like them at a level 8, but they can't get me to level 9 or 10. That way, I won't ever be in that goo goo gaga love that I felt burned me before. But the problem from both men and women is that they don't understand love was not the issue. Fear was. A lack of love was. Not understanding how to process their emotions. Love does not hurt you. Love is kind. Love is patient. Yeah. Love is considerate. Love never did you wrong. But your fear and your thought that I will lose this person, and in trying to hold on to them, I lost myself. And once you start to separate it, then you don't have to run from love. But a lot of men, due to their trauma, due to heartbreak, because that's a lot, for a lot of guys, that's where a lot of trauma is. It's either, for most people, it's going to be childhood and deep relationships, deep emotional relationships.
I think the first place a man suffers heartbreak, and I could be very wrong, but my experience, particularly with my own son, I was the first woman to break his heart. I think most mothers don't recognize how they break their son's heart. They break their son's heart when they emotionally abandon them. They break their son's heart when they elevate them to the man of the house and then don't, and then chastise them when they can't hold that responsibility or when they fail in that responsibility. I think we break our son's heart by not affirming them, by not acknowledging them. I think we break our son's hearts by making them responsible for things that they're not equipped to handle. I could be very wrong.
No, I think it depends on the individual experience. I think for some men that has been the case. And all those things that you mentioned, especially the not affirming them, I think has a big role. On the flip side, you have some men who may not have been hurt by their mother, but they've been, what's the word I'm looking for? They've been hindered by her.
Yes, absolutely.
Because she's overly coddled them. She's overly affirmed them. She's given them no responsibility. So
made
now,
excuses for it.
Yes, and now this man grows up looking for a new mother that he has sex with. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, that's called incest. That's like, nasty.
He's just looking for someone to replace her role, but not in a healthy way, because he does not know how to stand on his own two feet. So it can go both ways with that. But I do think, if you were to talk to a lot of men, I come across more men who their heartbreak is a woman that they felt deeply for, whether they were in an actual relationship, whether they were a friend of hers and wanted her badly and she went with someone else. There's usually something like that, of that nature in their life.
Okay, let's talk about that. This is not the direction I thought we were going, but since we're going in this direction, let's just go on in this direction. We'll talk about that when we come back.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back to the R Spot. Let's pick up where we left off. How do women break men's hearts? Tell us how we do that.
Where do we start? So listen.
Give me the top three.
Well, the top, number one is just flat out rejection. Okay.
Well, maybe we don't like you.
Granted, but it's still heartbreaking to that man. But it's rejection in the face of, I'm trying to love you and give you good. So number two, which is attached to number one, it's not only the rejection, but you rejected me for, I hate to say it like this, for that trash of a man. You went to this man over here that we all saw was toxic, unhealthy.
A bad guy.
Yes, doesn't do you right. I'm here trying to love you and you still choose him. That's heartbreak number two that just compounded number one.
Well, I got to stick up for the sisters. I'm a good woman. I'm a clean woman. And you go over there and get the thought.
You're a lot of men.
Over
yes.
it. Done with it.
But so I think let's touch on that for a second. Because here's what both sides are missing in that dynamic. I always say, a lot of men say, oh, these women just want thugs and bad boys. And I tell them, like, listen, it's not that he's a thug or a bad boy. It's that he exudes certain masculine traits that women are drawn to. And they would rather deal with a thug bad boy with those masculine traits or those perceived traits than to deal with who they view as too soft and I have to toughen them up. See, it's easier for a woman to say, let me take the really hard guy and try to soften him up than the soft guy and try to harden him up. Because that goes to her true nature. Her nature truly is on the softer side, not the harder side. Mm. On the flip side, men aren't going to the thought because she's a thought. No man wakes up and says, I can't wait till I marry a hoe. Like, that doesn't, it doesn't happen like that. That's not the dream that men have. It's just that the quote-unquote thought possesses certain traits and qualities that men are drawn to. And again, many men, despite what they may claim, will overlook that perceived thoughtness, so to speak, because she's exuding those other things.
Such as what? Like what?
That feminine energy, that sexual energy.
Is it the feminine or the sexual? Because a good girl, she has a lot of feminine energy.
No, a lot of good girls have very neutral energy. I want you to,
you don't have to tell me. Okay. Tell the listeners. Okay. Tell I, because I know about that.
Yes, it's like they think being calm and cool is being feminine. No, you're neutral. You're not expressing desire. You're not showing interest. So I always say, if you pay attention, a lot of people, both men and women, they may have a good person and let's say a crazy person. And a lot of times they choose the crazy person to be with. Why? Because the crazy person shows them desire, makes them feel wanted. And a lot of times these good people think just laying back, sitting back, and because I'm good, you should pick me. But they're not expressive. They're not seductive. They're not affectionate in a way that draws that person in. So a perfect example of that feminine energy that the quote unquote thought may give. An analogy I'll use is I tell women, if you were to ever go to a strip club, all right, and you paid attention, the woman who can make the most money isn't necessarily the woman that looks the best. Isn't necessarily the woman that has the best body. It's the one who talks to the customer the best. The one who comes with that certain energy that makes the man feel good about himself. That's the thing that they're drawn to. And the reality is that the quote unquote perceived thought, and sometimes it's just a perception. She's not actually
no.
a hoe.
And you know what I say? I say, and I'm real clear about it. I didn't understand it for a long time and I denied it. I'm not a hoe, but I'm hoe-ish. I'm hoe-ish. I know how to do that thing. I really do. And you know, I want to teach women how to do it. How to walk, because a woman who knows who she is can mm-hmm. walk in a room and take total control of a man's body. She don't have to touch him. She don't have to even go near him. But she can drop that wholeness on and work the room. But we have been taught, particularly those of us who grew up in the church, that that's bad, that that's wrong. So I ain't a hoe, but I am hoe-ish.
And that's why we have to separate the behavior from the energy.
Yes.
No one's saying to be a hoe in behavior, so to speak. But yes, you have to exude that energy, that femininity, that desire, that seductiveness. Like I have this thing where I tell people what I've seen from both sexes is that, you know, a lot of men on the internet say they don't want a woman that has a past.
But that has a past?
Yeah. But tons of men.
Do they want a woman that has a hoo-ha? A hoo-ha got a pass.
they want skill without the experience that acquired
well,
that
then
skill.
That's ridiculous.
But the thing is, despite them saying that, if they meet a woman they like and she has a pass and nobody knows about it, they go with it.
Yeah.
They don't make an issue about it. It's only when it's known in public that it becomes a problem. And the funny thing is, women do the same thing on the flip side, but not with sexual pass, with if he's broke or not. A lot of women will get online and say, I won't date a broke man, this, that, and the other. But if they meet a man and they like him, and it turns out he's broke, as long as the world doesn't know he's broke, all
okay.
right, she will it's deal true. With it for a certain amount of time.
It's true.
And so that's the thing. What people claim they want idealistically is not how things play out realistically. And so, but it doesn't change the fact that there will still be people who will have their perceptions of you based on certain behaviors.
Okay, I want to go back to wholeness and hookering and whatever else for a moment. And this is what I want. This is what I want women to know. For me, it's not the actual physical act. It's the exchange of energy.
Mm-hmm.
As a woman, every time a man makes a deposit in you, he is stepping into your space, into your world. And I tell women all of the time, one of the reasons that you can't find a man today is because you still got so many attached.
Mm-hmm.
You're still in the bed with the other two or three.
Mm-hmm.
Because as women, we are receptacles. We are receptive energy. And so we receive that energy. And there's ways that we need to clean ourselves up in order to clean away our past. So it's not that she's doing all of this with all of these men. It's that he's making deposits in her energy that she doesn't know about, which brings me to my next topic, cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Or not being honest when you're in a relationship, because you and I are together and you're over there with Katrina and Kafada and whoever else, and you bring that home to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm in relationship mm-hmm. now with her.
Yeah.
And I didn't make that choice.
Mm-hmm.
That's my problem with it. So talk to me about cheating.
Man, cheating is such a delicate topic, but I do believe it's a very misunderstood issue. You know, I don't like the people who say, well, and let me make sure I clarify this. They'll say it's never the fault of the person who got cheated on, right? It's always the cheater. It's always the cheater. So the minute someone cheats, it's on them. That's it. End of story. And I think that's very dangerous to tell people this, because some people are continuously being cheated on because they're not identifying certain negative patterns within themselves that lead down that path. One quick example was there was a man who reached out to me and he was swearing off Christian women. And I'm like, what's going on? And he said he'd been cheated on twice before. And now this third woman who was his fiance cheated on him with his baby's mother's boyfriend.
Okay? Keep it in the family. Keep it in the family.
It's a true story.
Okay.
And so he's like, I'm done with these women, boom, boom, boom. But I was like, okay, if you got cheated on three times in a row in your last three relationships, there's something you're overlooking. We can't just say women are horrible. What's going on? So we dig deeper. And what it turned out was, he was the type of guy that thought, if I pay the bills, my job is done.
Yeah, yeah. Old school. OG.
That's it.
OG.
I don't need to do anything right. else. You should be happy. So these women were drawn to the financial security, but were left void emotionally. And that just opens the door to people entertaining someone else. And so the same thing happens on the flip side, where you have some women who will lure a man in with how she initially acts sexually. Because I've heard so many stories. I've sat down with so many couples. And she knows she can't sustain that. You know?
It's my hand rising up in the air. Get down. Put yourself down. Get from up there.
And then it turns into a marriage that has all this sexual neglect. And then when he finally does cheat, if he does cheat, he's the problem. You can't do that. Because
I wasn't neglectful. I was just tired by the time.
Well, and you know what? And listen. Sometimes it's there's understandable reasons, but I'll give another example. There was one time where a man, he was married to a woman. They were already kind of rocky with the sex, but then she had some kind of issue. I think she had a cyst in her uterus. So the doctor said, okay, for the next 6 months, there's going to be no sex. the husband was like, all right, I'm a supporter. I understand. We're good, you know?
And well, there's a distinction, but I don't want you to stop your story, mm-hmm. but I just want our listeners to know that there's a distinction between sex and intercourse. So for 6 months, there's no intercourse, but they could have still made love and done all manner of wonderfulness.
Exactly.
Don't ask me how I know
but
these things.
He was still he was still very accommodating, very understanding. His mindset was, I'm going to be a good husband. But once this is all, we're past this, we're going to get back to being more intimate and having more sexual intercourse. 6 months pass, she finishes her process, she's good. Not only is she now healed, the doctor even tells her it's actually a good idea that you start having sex right now. And what happened? They still didn't have sex.
Why?
That's the thing. The reality is that a lot of women are not being honest with men about, one, what they need to be sexually receptive to them. Two, the fact that they get with men they're not sexually satisfied by. So you have this phenomenon where the woman meets this great guy. She likes him. She feels like she can have a relationship with him, but the sex is not what it needs to be. But for her, it's like, I don't want to rock the boat and lose this man. So I'm going to act like the sex is good. I'm going to just roll with this. Or she's riding off the high from having the potential of finally getting married and having that long-lasting relationship. And that high is enough to push her through these sexual moments and have her be excited. But once the goal is achieved and there is marriage, now the smoke is cleared and the reality is she never really liked it.
Never liked it with him?
I know of one woman where she has several sexual partners. Let's say she had seven. Six out of the seven, it was very blah. But there's one out of the seven that it's amazing. And the way that she shows up sexually for him is night and day compared to the other six she experienced. All right.
Okay.
So part of that is because for a lot of women, the connection outside the bedroom will dictate the connection inside the bedroom.
Okay? Absolutely. For all women.
So I do think some women have gotten to a place of being so in tune with themselves and their body and understanding how to enjoy sex that they can still handle that lack of connection better than the next woman can.
Okay.
All right? And so even speaking to that, part of the reason why a lot of women don't even enjoy sex, I believe, is because there's so much in their head. And they don't allow themselves to enjoy in that process, which is why we now have the issue of how the toxic man tends to be better in bed for a lot of women.
Lord and have mercy, sleeping with toxicity.
but let me tell you, I believe that what's happening is, so when a woman is truly emotionally invested and into a man and more vulnerable, she is going to be more like, am I doing it right? What does he think of me? She's processing all these things. This is going to hinder her ability to enjoy the experience. When she's dating the toxic man that she knows is toxic and she knows there's no real future with this man, she no longer cares. Her emotions aren't tied to it. So he's like a life-size dildo to her. She's going in strictly for enjoyment. So now it's not that he's that much better. It's that she unlocks the door to allow herself to enjoy it at a much higher level. And if she can transfer that kind of mindset to the man she loves, she would experience a much greater sexual experience with that man. So there's a lot to it.
This is the R spot. And we are really talking about relationships, although we seem to be stuck on sex. So when we come back from this break, I promise you, we are going to talk about relationships and sex. We'll be right back.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back to the R Spot. My guest today is Stefan, a certified relationship and dating coach. And I don't know how we fell into the whole talking about sex,
we
but it's been quite
sex.
Yeah, I know, holes and sex and toxic men. But here at the R Spot, we want to talk about what's real and what's raw and what it is that makes our relationships work and what it is that doesn't make them work. I want to go back to this topic for 1 second, because on one of your podcasts, you talked about a woman who was not sexually attracted to a man, but was with him because he paid the bills.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk about that for a moment.
Okay.
And not from her perspective, from his perspective. Is he paying for sex? I mean, really, he's paying for sex and that's okay?
For a lot of men, all they care about is the end result.
Which is
getting the sex, which is her time and attention during that moment and being able to have more authority, I guess, in that situation because he's just taking care of everything. For some men, there's a level of wanting that authority. And when I say authority, it's like, okay, in a casual situation or a situation that he's paying for sex, what he likes about that is I don't have to invest emotionally in this. All right.
And he gets to control.
Yeah. And he has actually more say so in what he desires, because if you're just establishing a loving relationship, there's more of a give and take there. In a very transactional relationship is, hey, I give you this in return for this. That's it. And the story, and either you're with it or you're not. But in a romantic relationship, he has to be more flexible and more considerate of how she feels in that moment. If he's paying for it, he don't care. No, it doesn't matter. Right.
Because for me, that's just, a private enterprise prostitution. and I guess that can work because, I gave it away for love and didn't get the bills paid. So, I'm just wondering. Maybe I had it all wrong. I don't know. It's just so, today we are just so depraved in everything. And how we do everything. There's just such a level of baseness and depravity.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, it hurts me for women, because this is not going to be good.
Yeah.
Because we continue to bring children into it. Mm-hmm. And as an elder now, I'm always, everything I do, I'm wondering with the women behind me, when they look at me, what do they see?
Mm-hmm.
I can talk about all of it, and I've been through a lot of it, but what I want to demonstrate is something completely different. And some of the things that I see men doing today and the behavior, it's not good for those coming up underneath them. I want to ask you this question. Where do men learn how to manage their emotions and develop an emotional vocabulary? Because one of the things that I find with men is they do not have a very sophisticated emotional library,
mm-hmm.
a vocabulary. It's either good, bad, right, wrong, fair, unfair, happy, sad. That's it. I mean, they don't know about anxiety. They don't know about frustration. They don't know about disappointment. Although they experience, they don't talk about it, insecurity, inadequacy. Because what I've learned is inadequacy is the kryptonite to man.
Mm-hmm.
If he feels he's inadequate in any way, he goes crazy. But where do men learn to manage and handle their emotions.
I mean, most men don't have anywhere. They don't, in the natural flow of their life, they don't learn it from anywhere. I was just speaking to my barber earlier, and he was saying how, you know, he struggles sometimes in his relationship because he saw, I think it was his father or a family member, whenever that the baby's mother was upset, he just gave her money.
Yes.
Okay, so to him, that's the answer. He doesn't understand you need to communicate. You need to be able to express things. And that's just not a place he's been comfortable with. So for a lot of—
Is it that he's not comfortable, or is it that he doesn't know how, but rather than admit that he's inadequate in that area, he covers it up with dollar bills?
I think it's both. I think it's he doesn't know how in one sense, but also not comfortable because he hasn't been there. He hasn't lived in that place. And you don't know what's coming from that. You know, one of the fears a lot of men have in opening up and being more expressive is the woman throwing it back in their face. And a lot
Absolutely.
Of men have experienced
Absolutely.
That.
I want you to say that again to all of you R-spot women out there listening. Say that again.
A lot of men are afraid to open up because of the fear of the woman throwing it back in their face.
Yeah, we're historians.
Exactly.
And we'll go back and dig up something from 56. Well, when you said so-and-so mm-hmm. and so, so ladies, you're hearing that. Don't do that. And we do it to our sons also.
Yeah, hell, y'all do it to each other.
Y'all.
A lot of women.
You had to bring that in.
A lot of women will not. Like I always laugh when some women swear they know everything about their friend. And I'm like, no, there's things you don't know. Because she knows if she tells you and y'all ever have a falling out, you will use it against her. So she will go to the grave with some of this information. She'll be quicker to tell a guy friend than she will her female friend.
It's true that.
You know?
And I want y'all to hear this is a man speaking to us about how we be, how we be with each other. Yeah. So men don't learn how to process, even identify emotions.
I mean, the way that they learn, those who do learn, are those who go on that discovery, that path of trying to understand, trying to grow. Also those who maybe in certain environments are forced to learn, so to speak. But, you know, the everyday man, if he's not making that intentional choice to go learn, where is he really going to get it from?
Well, so I want to support us and women and also push us women to say that I think it is incumbent upon us as women to begin to raise our sons, and in my case, grandsons and great-grandsons, with a level of emotional sensitivity and awareness and vocabulary, because we're raising other people's fathers and husbands.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's incumbent upon us to make the space for our sons, grandsons, brothers, fathers, because every man is raised by a woman
mm-hmm.
or not raised by a woman, and it's going to impact how he is in relationships.
Yes.
So I think it's incumbent upon us. So what, because men are very often emotionally closed or mm-hmm. guarded, when an emotional man shows up, how do we handle it? As women, how do we handle men crying and all of, you know, because of what I do, that doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
But most women see a man cry or get into his feelings, as you would say. They don't know what to do with that. What do you do with that?
Well, I think all the man needs you to be is consoled. It's the same way if
present.
You had a son, what would you do? You'd rub his back. You're going to tell him it's going to be okay.
No, we tell him, stop that crying. Boys, don't cry.
Well, yeah. And so that's what you shouldn't be doing. and the thing is this, though. I will say this to the whole boys don't cry issue. We have to learn to, yes, encourage our boys to be expressive, but we should not. But we have to teach them not to be emotionally unstable,
right?
And not to be
you
lost.
Did a, you
in their
did a
emotions.
Video on that. Men, yeah. An emotionally unstable man.
Exactly. And so the example I give is that if a child comes to you and they're all whining, crying, and they're frantic, you still want them to calm down and use their words and express themselves. But you just don't say, "Okay, just keep crying and keep being frantic." So I think some people have taken it to the wrong end of the spectrum and said, yes, let these boys just be all emotional all over the place. And it's like, no. They still have to learn how to reel it in.
Yeah.
But then, yes, express themselves properly. And so when that man comes to you crying and being emotional, yes, I think it's about being that soft place for him right there, being that peace, being that encourager, speaking life into him in that moment. That's what he needs. But I also do tell men that understand, like, I believe the issue is less about the man crying to the woman and a lot of times what he's crying about. All right.
Okay.
And
tell me more about that. Tell me more.
So I'll give you an example. I have a friend and he was like, he knows this woman who left her guy after he lost his job. I said, that's all that happened? You sure? Like, she just up and left the minute after he lost his job.
Yes.
I was like, nah, there's got to be something else to this. He said, well, okay, technically, she did tell me that it was a month or two after he lost his job, and every day since he lost his job, he was moping, he was whining, he was dwelling in negativity. I said, that's why she left. You can't, it's one thing to have a moment of vulnerability. It's another thing to live in that. And I think what a lot of men don't realize, a lot of people don't realize, a lot of men aren't as masculine as they think and want to believe they are. They have not evolved and developed the way that they think they have.
Well, what does that mean? They're not as masculine as they think they are. What does that mean?
They are not as poised and being able to manage their emotions. They are not as strong in the sense of being able to face adversity and find ways to overcome it. All right? They crumble in the face of it. And for a woman, she does not want a man who's going to crumble anytime something goes wrong. She wants a man that she can feel like, that's my rock. He's going to fight and he's going to make sure we're good. At least he's going to fight to make sure we're good. Even if he can't fully succeed, he's going to put his best foot forward. A lot of men aren't as tough as they proclaim or try to give off to the world. So what happens is when he finally has that moment that, quote unquote, breaks him, his true self starts to show. That weaker self that never developed. And she starts to realize, wait a minute, this ain't the guy I thought he was. All right? So now to the world, it's she left him because that thing happened. But in many cases, no, it's because who he's now showing himself to be, she can't stomach and deal with.
Oh, she doesn't know.
Yes. And so look at it this way. Let's flip it. It's almost like if a man got with a woman because initially she was being all sweet and feminine and all these things. And then something happens where she just turns negative, right? Now, if she just has a negative moment, he's going to be willing to look past that. But what happens if she now lives in that negativity and it carries on for months and months? There's going to be a lot of men that say, I don't want this anymore.
Yeah.
You know, now some will struggle to walk away, and that's for other reasons. But people don't realize what's going on behind closed doors is a lot deeper than what we're seeing on the surface. And so, going back to the whole men opening up and being vulnerable, I do think that men have to learn. What I tell men on, because I have a channel for men as well, I tell them being vulnerable will help you expose what kind of woman you're dealing with.
Okay.
All right?
Now, you know, in defense of my women, sisters, mm-hmm. my sister women, I have to say, some of us don't know how to process our emotions.
Absolutely.
Because we were talked out of them, beaten out of them, frightened out of them. So we don't even know what we're looking at. Because mm-hmm. for me, a man in his, and that's me, I'm old, so pay me no mind. A man in his heart and feelings, if he can articulate it, which is usually where the problem comes, they don't have a language for it. They don't know how to articulate it. That doesn't frighten me as much as one who says he has no feelings. Mm-hmm. And because that's the boy that's going to slit your throat when you're sleeping or punch you in your eye.
Yeah.
One day, I'm scared of him. And one who can't articulate it, I'll struggle with you. Let's find a word. Mm-hmm. But so many women are out of their emotional self also until, what else going to do? I'm talking about this is depressing me.
Well, this highlights the real issue. The real issue is people lack healing.
Wait a minute. I will stop right there because I want you to come back, and that's where we're going to start. If you've been listening, I've been with Stefan, certified relationship and dating coach, and we've been talking about the intricacies, the ins and outs of our relationships. Stefan and I will be back next week. So we'll see you then. In the meantime, stay in peace and not in pieces. The R-Spot is a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from Shondaland Audio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.